Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Our Tricky Tongues. This is a weekly series of things I'm reading and pondering from Charles Spurgeon. I said, I will guard my ways lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Psalm chapter 39, verses 1 through 3. Charles Spurgeon wrote, tongue sins are great sins. Like sparks of fire, ill words spread and do great damage. I will guard my ways lest I sin with my tongue. Verse 1. If believers utter hard words of God in times of depression, the ungodly will take them up and use them as a justification for their sinful courses. If parents' own children rail at them, no wonder if their enemies' mouths are full of abuse. Our tongue always wants watching, for it is fidgety as an ill-broken horse, but especially must we hold it in when the sharp cuts of the Lord's rod excite it to rebel. David was not quite so wise as our translation would make him. If he had resolved to be very guarded in his speech, it would have been altogether commendable. When he went so far as to condemn himself to entire silence, even from good, there must have been at least a little sullenness in his soul. From Charles Spurgeon's book, Spurgeon and the Psalms. Oh, how often our tongues trip us up. More times than we would like to admit, our tongues completely undo the good example we have previously shown. James spends almost an entire chapter talking about the fire our tongues can kindle, concluding that our tongues are a restless evil full of deadly poison. James chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. Part of David's solution was to notice who was around him so that his words would not add fuel to their skepticism about God. But notice that he went too far because he didn't speak out the good that he should have spoken. Clearly, there is a time to speak and a time to be silent. David's son Solomon talked about the wisdom of speaking the appropriate words at the appropriate time. See especially Proverbs chapter 10. In Mere Christianity, C.S. Lewis talks about a valuable discipline, a personal review of our words and actions at the end of the day. After all, it's hard to correct something of which we are unaware. Here's what C.S. Lewis wrote. When I come to my evening prayers and try to reckon up the sins of the day, 9 times out of 10, the most obvious one is some sin against charity. I have sulked or snapped or sneered or snubbed or stormed. And the excuse that immediately springs to mind is that the provocation was so sudden or unexpected. I was caught off my guard. I had not time to collect myself. Surely what a man does when he is taken off guard is the best evidence of what sort of man he is. Surely what pops out before the man has time to put on a disguise is the truth. If there are rats in the cellar, you are most likely to see them if you go in very suddenly. But the suddenness did not create the rats, it only prevents them from hiding. In the same way, the suddenness of the provocation does not make me an ill-tempered man. It only shows what an ill-tempered man I am. We would do well to pause and ask the Holy Spirit to show us the rats in our cellar, evil words that shouldn't have been uttered and helpful words left unspoken at the moment they should have been said. If we will humbly listen, the Holy Spirit will help us mature in this vital area of taming our tricky tongues.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.